A possible trend for the ladies and a lot of buzz around Netflix. I'll tell you why. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Give me a run for my money. This is a nice way to come in and end your Thursday with us. BHL Next with the lovely Camille High. Thank you so much for coming.
Of course, thank you for having me.
This is going to be such a great show. I'm glad you guys are tuning in. As always, I am your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And Camille, can you please let the people know where they can find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Camille Hyde and on Twitter at Mimi Hyde.
I love this song. And we were just talking about how much we love Kendrick love this song.
Yeah. No, he's amazing. He's one of the most innovative artists of our time. And he just keeps it so real. I love him. Mm-hmm. I've seen him twice now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have never seen Kendrick in concert.
You have to.
Yeah. He's I heard that insane. It's like an incredible show.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is.
Did you see him in Coachella?
Twice.
Oh,
weekend
yeah.
Weekend one and two. And, like, Love, the song, was the last song he played of the whole festival.
Oh my
so
gosh.
He was the closer on Sunday. So yeah. It was the last song of the last act of the whole festival. And I was crying. I was on someone's shoulders. I was like, hey, and it was, like, the first time he ever played this song live. I think it was the first time that anyone ever heard the song.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So I was, like, tearing up. I was so emotional because the concert was over.
Yeah.
And, like, after the whole weekend, it was the perfect way to wrap up the whole weekend. But it was an incredible experience. He's just so talented.
Yeah, that must be special for you because now it's, like, everywhere on the airwaves.
I know.
So now
I'm like, I heard it first. I was staring at Kendrick in the eyes and he was singing it. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. That is amazing. So you're from D.C., right?
I am.
Up in Washington, D.C.
Yes. D.C. Pride. Yeah.
So how does a girl from D.C. make it as this great actress in Hollywood?
Honestly, I came out here for college when I was 17,
mm-hmm.
and college and my education was really the vessel that I used to pursue my acting.
Oh, really?
So,
and
yeah.
You went to Chapman, right?
Yeah, I went to Chapman, Orange County, and when I was growing up in D.C., I always did theater. I did my first theater production when I was 4.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
You already knew you wanted to do this
I
at
knew.
A very young
oh,
age.
I knew. Like, people ask me, oh, when did you decide you wanted to be an mm-hmm. actress, and for me it was never a decision. It was mm-hmm. kind of just like, oh, this is what I'm
yeah.
gonna do. And I didn't know, like, that's something you decide. I knew one, I love animals and I wanted to be a veterinarian, and two, I love acting. I wanted to be an actress. I'm gonna
yeah.
do both. If I want to do both, I can do both. Why not? So my mom said, listen, Camille, you have to go to school. You have to get good grades. You have to have your education, because education is power. Knowledge is power.
Definitely.
And if you want to study in California and get good grades and study science and go to auditions when you can, then go ahead. Do your thing. And that's what I did. So I used coming out here for college to get me to where I want to be with my acting.
Did you have any, like, inspiration, like, people who you wanted, you know, to emulate or, like, have their careers model yours?
Yeah. Well, I closely followed a lot of the most prominent African-American actresses,
mm-hmm.
like Octavia Spencer,
mm-hmm.
Angela Bassett.
Mm.
I really, really, really love Kerry Washington.
Oh,
I think
yes.
She's insanely talented, and just watching her career kind of explode, and people didn't really, you know how great she was until
yeah.
Scandal, but she's been at it for a while.
Definitely.
Same with Viola Davis. Like,
mm-hmm.
they were at it for so long, and just watching some people, even, like, Taraji P. Henson. She's from D.C.
Yeah.
She went to Howard, which is 10 minutes away from the house I grew up in.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah. So, it's just insane to see people that have been doing this their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
whole lives. And then finally getting to a point where everyone's acknowledging them for their talent.
Definitely.
And,
Black girl magic is,
yeah.
like, in the air. Especially
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, people are starting to break those boundaries of leading roles, leading female roles, only
mm-hmm.
being a certain race. Now, like, those barriers are being completely bulldozed. And,
yeah.
You know, that's why it was so great for me to see some leading roles being taken by African-American girls, and really made me say, hey, like, you can definitely do this. There's no question. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
So it's really a great thing to see Hollywood changing right now.
Did you, I know for me, with doing journalism, it was a, sometimes I would find it a little hard to, you know, do school and then still do what I want to do. Did you find it hard to do acting and go to college at the same time?
It was very, very difficult.
Especially because we're like in Orange County and a lot of the stuff is like here in LA.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I was a science major. Mm. I studied environmental science, biology. So the two different, like extremely different facets of life mm-hmm. alone was just like, all right, I'm working my left brain. Now I'm working my right brain. Okay. I have physics lab, but I have to study for an audition that's, you know, 12 mm-hmm. pages of slides I just got today, and I have to be off book by tomorrow, and I have to drive from Orange County all the way up to Hollywood, sometimes Burbank, who knows, it could be Calabasas, you know, and then have to tell my teacher, hey, you know, I have an audition. And the thing is, like, the whole auditioning thing isn't really an excuse past a certain point. They're like, you know, you're in college. I don't know. You pay for this. So, I mean, you can come if you want to, you know. But it was really difficult to balance everything. And I started the equestrian club at my school, too. So I was dealing with that and getting that started at Chapman. And also just trying to do my best at being student, but not just a student, just being a college kid. Like, I just wanted that life. I wanted to be able to experience it and, you know, have fun with my friends and have, like, a carefree kind of safe haven for mm-hmm. a little while before really diving into my professional careers.
Yeah. So how did you balance it? How did you find that, you know?
I think the true balance came from being surrounded by people who were from different places that wanted different things. I didn't spend much time with other actors. I didn't spend much time in LA and in the scene, you know, the event scene, the party scene. I didn't even have Instagram until...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't have Instagram. I didn't even have an iPhone. I had, like, a BlackBerry. I didn't spend any time on my phone, and that was great for me. Like, growing up, I was such an outdoorsy kid, and I didn't like having my phone in my hand and, you know, scrolling and stuff. And I had a BlackBerry until I was, like, 20. Yeah, like, literally a couple years ago, and I got an iPhone literally just because I had an upgrade, and I was like, why not? Like, just iMessage and whatever. But
Kim K had her BlackBerry for a long time.
I know, but I always got shade. People were like, you're so rocking the BlackBerry. Like, shade?
Kim K had it for a while.
Just having the balance of people around me who did so many different things. They weren't at all concerned with appearances, with partying, with fame, with money. They just, one wanted to be a really great dancer, like my close circle, as soon as I came out here. One wanted to be like a business person, started his own business, golf apparel business, which I thought was super inspiring to be 20 and like already have a huge business plan and like prototypes. And, you know, that was so inspiring to me to see people who are really pursuing their passions and not focused on superficial things, because you can get so drawn into that in Hollywood, you know? And being around people who are really grounded and come from good families and have, like, genuine wants and genuine feelings about life, like, that's what keeps me grounded. That was the main... the core balance, and then obviously my parents, because my parents are like, you want to stay out there, you want to stay in California, living the beach life, like, you're gonna go to school, you're gonna get good grades, like, let your GPA drop, watch.
Well, I'm glad you're saying this, because, you know, a lot of people have these dreams that they want to pursue, but they, you know, have school or have, you know, have to work full time, but, you know, keeping the people around you who are, like, have a good head on their shoulders and just making sure that everybody around you is straight, then you can be good as well.
Exactly.
So I love that you're saying that. That's
great
for any of you who are
pursuing
any career.
Yeah.
So I want to get into you. You are also on the Power Rangers Dino Charge as the Pink Ranger, which I feel like if any girl, like, you don't have to watch Power Rangers, but if you're a girly girl like I am, you wanted to be the Pink Ranger because, I mean, come on. She's pink. So we do have a little clip of you, you know, kicking butt as the Pink Dino Ranger. Yes, we do. So let's take a look.
Oh, yeah. Great day.
So great. Look at that. So did you do all your stunts for this?
Okay.
Because you look like this is looking good.
All right, maybe not all, but I did a lot.
Yeah?
I definitely did a lot. Yeah, I did. That was a great day. I actually punched someone really hard that day,
really?
But they had on this like vest underneath, so I really just hurt my hand, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to like get this choreography down of like the fight scene?
You know, honestly, we had such a talented team of both the stuntmen and our doubles who for the things that just weren't safe for us to do, they would step in and kind of take over. But they're all from Japan. They've been doing this for years, even on the Japanese series.
Yeah.
And they made it very easy. We had a month of training where we trained 3 hours a day.
What?
For a month, yeah. So we got super, super comfortable with stage combat. But also they were teaching us really, like, how to fight.
Yeah,
which is
so if you're ever in a sticky situation, you can just use these moves for sure.
Yeah, I tell everyone, listen, like, you don't have to worry. If anything happens, I got us. Like,
she's the Pink Ranger.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
On.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So, like, when you're filming this, is it like, okay, we're going to only take this time to film the fight scene and then we're going to do the dialogue?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because I'm like, I would be exhausted to do that and then, like,
I know.
Reading my line. Like,
well, so we had two units, actually. We had the drama unit and the action unit.
Okay.
So, we do all of our drama beats on first unit and all of our action beats on second unit. So, everything was pretty much divided. Like, we had a big action scene, we would just do that alone on second unit and then do whatever drama bits on the main unit. So they divided it pretty well, so we had enough time to prepare for either action or drama.
So you're clearly good at, you know, action. So are there any action movies that you would like to be part of? I know the Black Panther movie is coming out.
Oh,
so, like,
I would have loved to be a part of that. That would have been so much fun. I can't wait for that. It's going to be insane.
It looks insane.
It's going to be so good. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, I would love to be a part of a Marvel production or
definitely. I feel like they're missing a lot of black actors in Marvel.
Yeah, it's getting better, but they have like Black Lightning coming out on CW. So that's gonna be awesome as well. And I just hope I can get something like Colombiana, which Zoe Saldana did. That is my dream role.
Yeah.
You know, I love action, and I love really deep drama, like a story that kind of, like, makes you, like, feel things, like, feel all the feels. And that movie had the perfect combination of drama and, you know, her backstory with her parents and avenging them and then having all that action, like, that, like, real feminist, like,
she was
girl
hot.
Power.
She
was hot.
Yeah,
she was suave.
She had
her
all.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the, you know, that whole movie was just, like, goals. That's what I would do. Colombiana 2. Camille Hyde. It's happening. I'm putting it out in the universe right now.
We always do this on the show where I always say, putting it out in the universe so that when it happens, boom.
Yeah.
You can be like, oh my gosh, I'm next.
Exactly.
Colombiana 2 right here. Camille Hyde is ready.
Yes.
Now let's talk about what's coming up, which is the Netflix show that you're a part of, American Vandal. It's coming out in September. We have the video, but just give me a little backstory before we play it about, you know, the show.
Okay, so American Vandal is a really special show. There hasn't been anything like it before,
definitely.
I swear. So it basically takes you from seeing that this vandalism has been done. Someone drew 23, I think, penises all over the school's parking lot on different cars, teachers' cars, and all everywhere. Like, it's just a very, very obscene action done by someone who people think is Dylan Maxwell, aka Jimmy Tatro, who's a huge YouTuber, and people probably know him from his his little skits that are, like, huge. And me and my two best friends are, we have kind of the incentive to prove that Dylan is not, in fact, the vandal, and that we can prove that someone else is by interviewing people, seeing their stories, and seeing how the loops and the different, like, lies that people tell, and, you know, we, like, kind of fit people's stories and, like, see, you know, who's telling the truth, who isn't. And it's really funny because we take it so seriously.
No, I love the way that this is shot. I feel like there hasn't been anything like this before. I'm so excited for it. So in case you guys need to see the trailer, you haven't seen it yet, this is American Vandal. It's coming out on Netflix. Let's watch.
The way I thought things were going to go. I was going to graduate high school, get my degree in, like, engineering. I know I didn't do it.
It is a shocking scene for Hanover High teachers today. The vandal spray painted obscene images on 27 cars.
Oh my God.
I'll never understand what's so amusing about penises.
Everyone thinks I did it. Everyone.
Dylan definitely did it.
Of course he did it.
He's like a known dick drawer.
Another day, another dip.
The evidence, it's overwhelming. I spoke to expel Dylan Maxwell for vandalizing the vehicles.
My name is Peter Maldonado, and I believe there are legitimate arguments for Dylan's innocence.
Ball hairs.
The ball hairs.
They're different.
It's just one piece to the puzzle. This is gonna take way more than just ball hairs.
They say he deleted the security footage. There's no way.
He is the stupidest kid I've ever met.
He's trying to convince you some sort of conspiracy. There just isn't one.
Oh, my God.
Everyone got secrets.
The administration has something to hide.
This isn't about dicks. This is about the justice system.
You don't stand a chance.
All of you, stop coming right now.
They got the wrong guy. I mean, there's still someone out there.
Hashtag who drew the dicks.
Who drew the dicks? Yes. Oh my gosh. September 15th. I'm so excited. So tell me a little bit more about your character, Gabby Granger, right?
Yeah, Gabby. So she is the girl next door to the main character, one of the main two boys who are the people trying to figure out who did this vandalism. And so she's basically helping them figure out who drew the dicks. So she's the girl out of the trio, the Tres Amigos. So there's Peter, Sam, and Gabby. And then there's kind of like a little backstory behind Sam and Gabby. Sam's always kind of had a thing. Like they've been best friends since they're little. But she's always been kind of his like dream girl, but never came out about it. So there's kind of that going on throughout the series.
A little bit of a love story.
Yeah, you know, but in this season, they don't really go too much into it. It's just kind of a known fact, and then people kind of question his intentions based off of his affinity for Gabby. But Gabby is just the gung-ho, just does anything for her friends. She's the only one with the license, so she's the driver and, like, her minivan, and it's really cute. Yeah, she wants to just be there with her friends. She's the down girl that, like, everyone kind of wants to be friends with. Like,
that's so
she's
cool.
She's such a cool girl.
Yeah.
She wants her friends also to stay true to who they are. So she puts them in check a lot,
which is
something that they need.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because you'll see throughout the series that the two boys who are doing this American Vandal series, they kind of get a little full of themselves, a little bit. The two boys are kind of like, they're kind of under the radar.
Like boys do.
Yeah, and they're like starting to do this, and people are starting to be like, oh, yeah. Those are the guys who are doing this. And mm-hmm. she's like, okay, well, you need to, you know, tone yeah. it down a little bit, remember who you are. And that's yeah. what I really like about her.
Oh, my God, that's yeah. so amazing. So you're in high school in this series. Is it weird to see, because, you know, we've been out of high school for a minute, yeah. that Snapchat and, like, you know, Instagram was popular, but, you know, Snapchat and all these other, like, or social media is, like, really big. In high school.
It
is. I don't know if it was as big when we were in high school like how it is today.
No, it really wasn't. Like, well, I had a BlackBerry, so even yeah, if so, it was, yeah. I wouldn't
you
know. Yeah, exactly. Like, I honestly, I don't like the fact that it's so prevalent in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, high school kids should be playing sports yeah. and, like, going out with their friends and going to the movies yeah. and stuff, not, you know, making Snap stories
yeah.
and having to post everything
yeah.
and, mm-hmm. like, being on their phones. Like, now, like, who needs to pay attention in class? Because you can just go through Instagram.
Definitely.
It's easy to not pay attention. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every generation's going to have their
something.
Thing.
Yes.
So hopefully they get over it sometime soon. Yeah.
I know. I feel like, I don't know, my thing... Maybe I was heavily on MySpace.
Oh,
when MySpace was a thing.
You just reminded me of MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace was really.
I don't even remember.
Big for me.
I don't even want to look at my MySpace.
MySpace was big. Facebook was kind of big for me, but I feel like MySpace, because I got to, you know, you got to put together what you wanted your
song,
page to look
you know?
Like. Your song, the background, God. Your top eight.
The top eight. That was
That's
a big
like, that
deal.
That was such a big deal. You came to school
oh.
and I say, like, so I see. I'm like.
I moved down.
I sent the link to just hide mine because I
yeah.
was like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah,
drama.
Yeah. So much drama. Something like a little riff happened. Oh, okay. You're not. You're
oh my
not
gosh.
Even on the top row. You're down on the bottom right now. Like, I don't know. I don't want to think about MySpace. It's just so disgusting to think about.
Taking you back.
Oh, I wish I just could see my MySpace now. I don't even know if it's still out there.
Well, American Vandal is a Netflix original. You know, 13 Reasons Why was another series that was big on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is going to be, like, the next 13 Reasons Why?
I definitely think it's going to reach that level.
Yeah.
That kind of wide audience.
Yes.
It's definitely,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, the trailer alone just spread so quickly.
Yeah.
Even people that I didn't really mm-hmm. know they were talking about it didn't.
Yeah.
No, I was affiliated with it, which
yeah.
is, like, a sign that, like, it's getting
yeah.
some good buzz.
And you have to, like, imagine when you do these, like, high school-based series, you have the audience, like, the 20-year-old
yeah.
audience. You have the audience who's actually in high school.
Yeah.
And even, like, middle schoolers who
oh,
are watching
absolutely.
It as well. I totally forgot about that because I think I was in middle school when Mean Girls came out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I have not even,
yeah, exactly.
you know, stepped a foot into a high school.
Exactly.
So it's a huge audience
yeah.
that you guys have.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited because it does spread from middle school even to, like, people in their 30s because
yeah.
everyone can kind of relate with
yes,
a certain part
definitely.
Of the show. So, yeah, definitely.
And it's kind of, like, amazed to see, like, what the high school kids are, like,
I know. I can't wait. Like, as soon as it comes out, I'm going to be looking at, like, Twitter and, like, Instagram, all those little forums. I can
yeah.
see what, like, the kids are saying.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm so
to?
Curious.
About?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm so curious to know. It's going to be so fun.
Do you have a favorite Netflix show or anything like that?
My favorite Netflix show,
there's so many though.
There are a lot. There are a lot. I've been watching.
You should watch Dear White People.
I finished that.
Girl.
Well, the creator of that went to Chapman.
Oh,
first
really?
Of all. Yeah. Yeah. And Stranger Things, the Duffer Brothers,
what?
They went to Chapman. Yeah. So, like, those, yeah. So,
oh
I'm going to say
gosh.
Those because
yes,
Chapman
do
Fry.
The web Chapman.
No, Dear White People was really, really good. Like, I finished all of that maybe in 2 days.
Girl, yes.
It made me feel like I had no life. I definitely had things to do, but I put them aside because that was so good.
I know.
And I can't wait for season two.
I
it's going to be amazing.
I can't wait for season two either. Oh, my gosh. So now we know which ones we're going to watch and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah. That was
yeah,
really great.
Yeah. I think it's a good message for people,
yeah.
especially people going through that in high school. They
definitely
need something like that to
mm-hmm.
show them they're not
it
alone.
Opened your eyes not to yeah to what people are really going through and how you could say something and not know what the effect of your words could
exactly.
mean to somebody. You
yeah.
might think it's like something like, oh, you know, so small.
Yeah.
To somebody else, it could
yeah.
be like even big. Even just to, like, you know, not hanging out with somebody mm-hmm. who's like constantly alone.
Exactly.
Or, you know? So
yeah.
it was
you
a
never know.
Great series.
Yeah, you never yeah. know with people like what's going on at home, you know.
Well, speaking of Netflix, this takes us into our next segment, which is Next in Casting. Guys, if you are a fan of Disney, it's some sad news for you because Disney is pulling all of their movies from Netflix and they're starting their own streaming service. So, yeah, catch up on that Moana and the Cheetah Girls and all that because it's going to be gone. I know. I was watching the Cheetah Girls on Netflix, and I haven't even seen Moana, so I'm like, let me just get this in now before it's gone.
Do you want to hear a secret?
No, go ahead. Yeah, tell me.
When I was in fifth grade, me and my friends were the Cheetah Girls, and I was Galleria, and we practiced every day at lunch, and people came and watched us. We choreographed.
Yes.
We sang. We harmonized. It was a big deal.
We had the same childhood.
Really?
Because,
did you do the same thing? Were you Galleria?
I think I was. Because I was kind of like, guys, we have to rehearse. You know, she was all about rehearsing and being the boss. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Big part of
it. You know what's really funny? This is really embarrassing. Got to college and we watched it, the Cheetah Girls 2, really, like, you know, we haven't seen in a long time. And we're like, let's choreograph something now.
Freshman
in college.
Oh, dear.
And we're doing this routine from the Cheetah Girls in Barcelona.
So funny.
I stopped when the third one came out. I'm like, wait, Raven's not in it?
No, they're in India.
I haven't seen it because I was like,
I saw some of it when it was on, but like honestly, when Raven wasn't on it, I was like, this is the Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls.
Like, but they had some good choreography. I think Sabrina Bryan's one of the most talented dancers.
Oh yeah, she made it to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
so,
so good. So she's just great. Watching her dance, I remember watching her and being like, I want to dance like that. Yeah,
so that was such a big movie when it came out. Yeah. So, this Disney making their own streaming service, all I want to know is, like, how much is this going to cost? You know, this is, like, an extra fee.
Yeah.
We already have, you know, Netflix, the Netflix fee. Now we have to pay another fee
for the Disney streaming service. Yeah, it just depends, honestly, how much you watch Disney. For me, growing up, either watch Disney or Animal Planet.
They have to, like, if they're going to do this, I want, like, the DC, like, original movies. Like,
yeah,
I
they would
Motocross,
have to.
I need, like, all of it.
Double Teams? I was just thinking about Double Team the other day.
17 again.
Yeah. Like, what's the one? Brink?
Oh, Brink.
They have to do.
The 13th year.
The third, like, oh, my God.
If they're going to do it, like, Disney, if you're going to do this, you better
You have
be
to do
serious.
It right.
You
do Please.
It right. Even
do
the shows.
It right.
I want That's a Raven, like,
That's
on
Raven,
there.
Lizzie McGuire. Even Stevens. Do you remember that show, The Jersey?
The Jersey.
That was on, like, it was, I think, it, yeah, it was definitely called The Jersey.
What was it about? I remember the one where
Or So Weird.
So Weird. Oh,
like,
my God. The
I
famous Jed
scared.
Jackson.
Rest
his soul. I love
R.I.P.
that.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, if they do it, they have to
Proud
do it
Family.
Right.
Proud Family. Definitely the Proud Family.
I was just watching the Proud Family the other night. I love
it's
the Proud
so good.
Family.
It's so, so good. I can watch it now and still laugh. Like,
yeah.
Not even like giggle. Like,
after every
laugh.
Episode.
Yeah.
Oh,
the messages
the
are so good.
Yeah. Because I was like, they had some really, like, their comedy, I wasn't like, it was going over my head when I was young watching
it.
But now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Being grown,
no.
Watching it
you
is
have
a
to watch
story.
It as a grown person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
then
my
you're
gosh.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So we'll see, Disney, what
we'll
y'all
see.
Up to. If you guys are going with this, please do it right. Put all the shows that we need. Because you know they do that thing on Disney Channel, like super late at night. They'll play like all the old shows.
The OG,
like,
things, yeah.
Yeah, like That's a Raven, Even Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll catch it every now and again. I'm
like,
they're still playing
that,
this
you know
tier.
That probably was their cue to start doing the streaming. Because I feel like when they first did it, everybody was on Twitter like, guys, That's a Raven's on the episode where she had to eat the cheese, like, out of the
They
were playing that episode.
Yeah.
And people were going crazy.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. Man,
so
good memories.
See.
Just watching it, you know?
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about it, I think I would get it for the simple fact that watching those things
brings
me back to my childhood.
Simpler
and it's nostalgic.
Time. Yeah.
And that makes me feel so good.
Yes.
You know? That's one of the, like, balance things. Self-love. Getting that app for self-love.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So you know what? I might might get that. Yeah, I might have get to. That.
Yeah.
So our next segment is Next or Not, where we talk about the next trend. So if you're feeling it, you're saying, yes, this is next. If you're not, then it's a no. So okay. There's this thing that's coming out. It's called the Tata Towel. There's a picture of what it is. So basically, there's a woman who lived in L.A., and she was getting ready to go on a date, and she was saying that while she was getting ready, she constantly had, like, boob sweat. And she said that when she went on the date, she constantly kept thinking about, like, oh, my gosh, like, my boobs are sweating. I'm in L.A. And, like, it was, like, the start of summer. So she was, like, trying to find all these different ways to prevent that. So she came out with the Tata Towel. It's made of, like, towel material, and basically it stops boob sweat. So
interesting.
And she said, like, it's not even for that. Like, if you're a mother and you're nursing and you have, like, sensitive nipples, that works too, and all these other things. So, yeah, it's called the Tata Towel.
Interesting.
It's trending right now, actually. It was trending last night on Twitter, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to see a prototype. I honestly
have small breasts, so I don't know how that's going to work for me.
Same, like, yeah. Like, you know? I don't think, because I've never had that problem.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can relate. Mm-hmm. But maybe someone who has a more voluptuous body could appreciate it more. But I feel like there are just ways that you can get it. There are just ways. So I'm probably going to have to pass on that thing. A
so
trend.
I don't know. And then she said, you know, you can also just walk around in the house, just lounge around in the Tata towel. So
I don't need a Tata towel to lounge.
Lounge. And, like, it's not only in black. It comes in different colors and things like that, prints and patterns. So
maybe it'd be good for, like, a spa or, like...
Yeah.
Or maybe, honestly, to go to the beach and before you tan, you can wear it. And then when you're tanning, you just take it off because, you know, people want to, like, not have a tan line. So maybe, like, for that reason.
That's crazy. People are coming out with...
Everything.
Have you seen the other bra that they put on Instagram?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I don't know. See, the thing is, everybody on Instagram is saying that it's, you know, really good. But what I like to do is I like to get a real person who has, like, zero subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's, like, doing a review and telling me what she thinks
exactly.
of it.
Not someone who has a million subscribers
and being sponsored.
happens to have it and has a great experience and happens to put it on YouTube. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. So I saw, you know, a real life girl with zero subscribers do a review on it, and she was saying that, like, it comes off on the sides.
You know,
like,
I have
really
to
sticky,
say,
like, the stickiness
I have to say, one of my really great friends from Venezuela, she's actually in Spain right now having the time of her life.
Uh-huh.
We went out in Venice a few weeks ago, and she just saw it at the store we were at.
Okay.
And she was just like, oh, I wonder how this works.
So she got it?
Yeah, but it had a weird kind of side thing where it kind of cut off some of her boob and, like, it wasn't really sitting right.
Yeah.
So for her, it didn't really work that
well. Yeah, I was reading the comments, and one girl said that she suggests putting it on, but then putting another bra on top so that... But I'm like,
extra.
I kind of feel like that defeats the purpose
That's
of getting
extra.
It.
No, I already don't feel like wearing bras in the first place.
Yeah.
What makes you think I want to wear
two. I'm like, I don't know about that. So I don't know about the Tata Towel either. I want to see if, like, anybody I know is gonna, you know, get it.
We'll see.
I want to see if this is gonna make it
onto
Instagram.
We'll see if it's a lasting thing.
Yeah. Tata Towel, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have boob sweat or you just want to lounge in it, do that. So we do have a game, though, for you.
Let's play.
And because in the spirit of American Vandal, trying to figure out if somebody is guilty or not, I'm going to put up some celebrity faces on the screen.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you some embarrassing moments that either it may have happened to them or may have not. You have to tell me if they're guilty of doing it or not. So guilty or not guilty.
Okay.
So can we get some music, Mr. Engineer? And, let's get ready to play this game. Have you had an embarrassing moment before?
Have I?
What's your embarrassing moment?
Every single time I tripped on Power Rangers, that whole year, oh, my goodness. They should have made an actual, like, reel of my tripping. That's how, and even the other boys, they were just like, oh, Camille's going to trip. Like, because we always had to do things on, like, uneven terrain.
Oh, my gosh.
So every time we had to, like, run and stop. And, like, that was most of it. Run, stop, see a monster. Run, stop, see another monster. Every time I ran and stopped. Stop. Katoosh. Like.
It's okay, because these moments are probably a little more embarrassing than that. Like I said, this is our game, guilty or not guilty. So the first person I'm going to bring up is Jennifer Lawrence.
Love and her.
Okay, so you can tell me whether she is guilty or not guilty of this. One time, Jennifer Lawrence took an Ambien before a fight scene on The Hunger Games.
Definitely.
So she's saying she's guilty?
Guilty.
Definitely. She did. Isn't that crazy?
I love her, so I feel like I know her. Like, yeah, that's Jen. She would do something like that.
She is so funny.
She's so funny and so lovable. I love her so much.
I could not believe that. I was like, girl, what?
Yeah, like, an Ambien. I mean, she won an Oscar, so.
Yeah, she admitted that on Jimmy Fallon, so that was, oh, my God, that was so much. Okay, let's bring up the Usher pick. Okay, so. One time, Usher mistook a Tiffany's jewelry store for a restaurant. Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. He's not. Did he actually?
But you know what? Who did? Demi Lovato. She said she walked into a Tiffany's store and was like, can I have like a menu?
Why?
I don't know. I'm like, doesn't it look like, isn't there jewelry,
isn't
like,
jewelry?
In the store?
Yeah.
How could you?
I don't know.
Yeah, she tweeted that.
You know, you never. She works really hard. Maybe she was just super tired.
Really tired that day.
She was really tired. It happens
she
to the best of us.
Yeah, glasses on, like, yeah, kind of a menu. Like,
yeah.
No, this is Tiffany's.
That girl, she spends hours doing her work, doing things on sets and singing, and then she goes to the gym and boxes all day.
Yeah.
So she's probably, you know, halfway delusional a lot of times just being tired. So,
oh, my
yeah.
gosh. Poor Demi. I love Demi Lovato, though.
I love her.
Her
voice.
Her.
Ooh, things I would do for that voice.
Girl, tell me about it. She's like, yeah. She's like one of the, I feel like, such a power vocalist to be like a Disney star.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know?
She was more of a singer than anything else, I think. She's always been a singer. Same with Ariana.
Well, watch Camp Rock while you can, because that's going to be gone off.
Right? That too. This is real.
Yeah. Okay. Camille has a little voice on her. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's put up this picture of Alessia Cara.
Love her.
Or actually, is it Beyonce? Oh, did you know what? Let's do Beyonce.
Okay,
one time, Beyonce vomited on stage.
No, I can't see her ever doing that.
She's so perfect, right?
She's perfect.
Not
she
guilty.
Never did that. Not guilty.
Justin Bieber, though. He vomited on stage once.
Why? Did I hear about that?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
He has a good publicist because I didn't hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right? I know I was like searching up like, you know, embarrassing things with celebs, and I was like, really? When did this
did
happen?
Really?
Yeah, they covered that up really.
Poor kid. Who knows? Maybe it was food poisoning.
Stage fright? No.
No. Oh, yeah, stage fright. Justin Bieber has stage
fright.
Yeah,
doubt it. Sure. Okay, now we have Alessia Cara. one time Alessia Cara peed her pants.
Probably. Guilty?
Yeah, guilty.
Guilty, yeah.
She did. She said that she was in a restaurant with one of her friends. They were waiting for a bathroom stall because they were all full. And a song came on, I guess. It was really funny. So they laughed so hard that they peed their pants.
That's
before
so
they made
funny.
It to the stall.
I was guessing that it was because she was laughing.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. And then our last person is Mr. Zac Efron. One time,
those eyes.
He is like
Mamma Mia.
Yes, so dreamy. One time, Zac Efron dropped a condom on the red carpet by accident.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
You're doing well, but guilty. Yes.
What?
One time, Zac Efron
dropped
a condom. He said, I forgot what he said, but. It happened. It was actually, I think there's video of it, too, so.
Why was he bringing that on the red carpet? What was he planning on doing?
He said somehow.
His pocket, he would have been dressed by someone. He didn't dress himself. Man, who knows?
That's crazy. Well, you did so well with our game of guilty or not guilty.
Almost got 100%. Almost. But Zach,
I know, right? That's, I
gave him
that
too much credit.
Yeah. I was like, she's not gonna. I was like, she's probably gonna get the other ones. Like, but this Zac Efron, though.
Yeah, you got me.
Know.
You got me.
Yeah, that one is crazy. Oh, Zach.
Come on.
Hey, get your High School Musical on now, too.
Right? I know.
Because it's about to be over.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
High School Musical, man.
Oh, that Vanessa Hudgens, so young.
I know. I remember watching the first one, and I was like, tuning in. Remember when you tuned in to things? My. 8 p.m., let's watch a Disney Channel
movie. I just, when we were talking about Cheetah Girls, my friend and I both have the same experience. We were, like, living in, like, two different parts of California. She was in the Bay Area, and I was out here. Didn't know each other, but we both said, like, the night the Cheetah Girls premiered, I had my dinner ready. My mom had, like, a special dinner for me.
Yes, it is.
Because we were like, how many other people were doing that? Like,
and had it right in front of
me. Yes. Had it right in front of me. She was like, 8 o'clock is coming. The premiere. They've been promoting this for like weeks.
I did the same thing. Oh my gosh. I can't. Too many feels.
You had that special dinner when that new Disney Channel movie was about to
premiere. And then when it was like 8 o'clock and it had let's watch the people jump.
I was like, yes. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
You know, like, that's why I'm gonna buy this Disney streaming service probably.
Yeah, now right. I'm the convinced moments, now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, those feels. Just for that.
Oh my gosh. Well, Camille, thank you so much for being on BHL
of
Next.
Course.
It was such a fun show.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Please let everyone know where they can find you on Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram at Camille Hyde, Twitter at Mimi Hyde, and make sure you catch American Vandal on Netflix September 15th.
Oh my gosh, American Vandal. I'm so excited for that. I just love the way it's shot. It's so creative. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And don't forget to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online and do the hashtag next. I will see you next Thursday. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.